good. How you doing?
Good.
I don't have much time either.
That's okay, shoot. How's things going?
Pretty good. I have some questions, buddy. Take back to the guys, because we're like wanting to roll now.
Good.
Like wanting to move on this. The first thing I want to ask you though is, did you tell Samuels and Corydon about us?
Nope.
Did you say anything to them about us? You mentioned to me last time that you'd talk to them, and we're concerned that this is getting out of hand. You know, too many people.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way back from where it is right now. Corydon called me one day and said he heard that, that I might know something about a takeover. And I said, I know absolutely nothing. And then I said, however, I think it behooves each of us on the outside to realize that there has to be a transition at some point. And that sooner or later, there's going to be a shift. And we all should be thinking of how that should indeed be happening and what it should be like afterwards. And that each one of us should be creating that. So I said, I have no specific knowledge. I have none whatsoever. However, something has to happen. So I let them know that, yeah, they can always talk to me. And that I recognize that they're in particular positions outside the organization. Obviously, every time I talk to those guys, you know, there's an exchange of information, but they know nothing that I could deduce about you guys. They contacted me because they thought I know something. Now, there are a lot of people who have been told, not by me, but you know, you guys won't keep the lid on very much longer.
Told by who?
Yeah. Dan's sister told at least 3, maybe 4, maybe more people.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, we know about that.
I mean, it's obvious that that's the only leak that I know of any significance.
Okay. But don't you tell anybody without us knowing who you're going to talk to and what you're going to say.
No, in fact, in each case, they contacted me to get information, and I said, listen, frankly, I'm not sure I really don't have any.
Okay.
So I tell them that I don't have any. However, I've also told them that, you know, I'm glad you contacted me because I consider you guys part of the network, and frankly, you both ought to be thinking, you know, status quo can't exist. What are we going to do? So everyone that I talk to, I nudge along that direction, but as far as names, no one will ever at any time ever get a name on me.
Okay, it's not just names, just
even the existence.
Right.
Of guys.
Exactly.
You know, probably a lot of people know. Probably, I would say that the Scientology world, the people are so bored and they're so starved for excitement that they pass their shit around like, you know. Like,
okay. Yeah, but we just want to make sure that you're not passing it around to anybody unnecessarily or doing anything that would damage our security.
No, and in each case, like with Dave Jordan, Dave Jordan heard a particular rumor. I went out and saw him. So Dave Jordan heard a rumor that Dan may be a double agent for the organization.
Right.
I went out specifically to get in that thing, and I let him know that, listen, Dan doesn't have anything going with the organization.
Good. Okay.
And I let him know that every time you talk like that, you put his life at risk because the organization has a lot of heavies working for him. No one this side.
Right.
Heard Dan, but
that's exactly right. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that was all correct.
I do what I can. I'm as sensible as I can. It's on my mind the whole time, so take it from there. By the way, no one will ever get any names, any communications, any times, any dates, or anything out of me. That's just the way it is. I'll go to prison before I ever talk, okay? So you have to know that. Because they want to depose me every couple of months. I'm simply saying, no, anyone I talk to, that has nothing whatsoever to do with this lawsuit. The causes of action in my lawsuit began in 1969 when I was enticed into the Sioux organization, and they ended in 1981, or they actually they continue on because you guys have continued to harass me. But you were
not.
No.
Hey.
I'm telling you what I would tell them in deposition, but they don't get anything else. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's fine. We have an agreement on that.
Right, and you guys also have to have your agreements worked out between yourselves, too. Like, I don't know who knows I'm involved, but I'll deny it.
Okay, well, we wouldn't say anything either.
Good.
I mean, we're the ones that, I mean...
The only reason I would deny it is for your guy's skin. There's nothing to do with me, because I don't give a shit.
Right. Okay. Good. Now, on this suit, we've gotten some legal advice on this, and we've been doing quite a bit of work to gather the data, and there's some points that are real concerning about this. Specifically, there are three criminal charges in there. There are three specific things that are laid out as criminal charges, and our advice is that if we don't have the facts to support that stuff, we're not going to be able to make any sort of TRO stick in a hearing for a preliminary injunction.
Okay.
Now,
well, how about Homer Schumer and what's his name? John Nelson. Well, I mean, Homer Schumer. Here's the guy was locked up,
sat on that
check, and then you continue on with that, and he knows about $30 million in a period of 6 months transferred to Owen Hubbard's account.
Yeah, but we're talking... I got that. We're talking about the specific criminal things, not civil... Because there's a lot of stuff in here that's like civil stuff. I'm talking about the criminal ones. There's three major ones, the first one being Krantzman. Now,
I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me just backtrack a little bit. I think I've got an attorney. And the guy is fucking tough.
Well, we've got an attorney.
So are you okay on attorney?
Yeah.
Well, but go for it then.
You know, what we're concerned about is on this point, we've been checking these out to find out what data we can find.
Now, your attorney.
Well, we may arrange that, or he may arrange to get in contact with you, but,
you have a lot of faith in him.
Yeah, but what I'm concerned about right now is, somehow or other, in this complaint, there are these three things that are listed down.
Okay.
Now, from us checking...
That complaint is based on information which he assumed you guys would have. Take them out. Just
who?
Whoever wrote it. Simply because... Number one, the thing about Flynn, I don't give a fuck. You know, Flynn is not guilty for one thing. And the second point of that is, you don't take money, which is, you know, supposed to be used for charitable purposes, and use it to defame and scandalize.
Listen, the point I'm trying to get across is that's not criminal. That's the civil complaint there. And that would have to be proven.
Show me the line you're talking about.
Well, it's over here.
Where are these? They wouldn't have to prove a goddamn thing. You don't have to prove shit. You just have to allege it.
Yeah, but if we, like, this is a little different sort of circumstances. Like, we can, if we allege stuff, right, then we're not in the same position like where you were, where you had a whole trial. You were like, you know, you even said yourself that the position that you were in was, you know, the church is not believable to anybody. It's like, you know, it's got a very bad reputation. That puts you in a position where the burden of proof moves over that side. We're not in that position because we are the church.
You are the church, but you guys are dedicated to the cleaning up of the church. And if you can simply name, these are guys who have control. They should not have control. We are the church and we should have control. And they have used all this money illegally because they should not do that. It all has to do with a better piece of money. Nobody gives a fuck about criminal things. It's all whether or not the money's being used correctly and whether or not the people who are, in fact, in control are doing it legitimately.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, what our advice is that in order to make the injunction a hearing for a preliminary injunction stick, there's got to be some, like, criminal stuff. That would get it to sit. If we can have the preliminary injunction, this is the truth.
Listen, here's my understanding of the way you guys are in the organization. Well, that, how do you propose to remedy that? I can't. I mean, I'm told you what I can do. You know,
well, what I was really asking you is, someone obviously put this together, whoever that may be, someone put it together, and it would appear that someone had data. We are unable to find that data. We've found stuff that shows that, you know, what the church has, that they're not true. Well, then, do you have something that we don't have that we could use to support those things?
Well, I told you, you can use Shomer. You can use the fact of any man, you can use the fact of anyone that you know of being locked up. It's illegal.
Everybody locked up, Jerry. That's the problem.
I was locked up.
Have you got an affidavit on that?
I've got a fucking ton of affidavits. I don't know where your guys' access is in the organization. I don't know.
Well, we can get a lot of shit. And we've been working on this for like couple of weeks now.
You have affidavits.
Of criminal stuff. No, that's
not
what I'm talking
anything.
About.
Listen, anything, you know, like all those things which we needed to document. Even damn policy violations. How much are they paying to private investigators? Who runs the organization? Who's in control? That's the thing we've got to have. The board members. How does the transition of the board take place? If you don't know that, if you guys are in positions in the organization where nothing is known.
Well, that's not the case.
Right.
But the point is we feel, and our position is, unless we have something that's like strong, that we can move in with and make a TRO stick and then go in for a hearing and have it so that we can get that protection, that we're going to be real fucked. We're going to have real troubles if we can't get a preliminary injunction sticks in a hearing.
Okay. Here's the thing. Let me talk
we'll
to
get
your,
thrown out.
Let me talk to your attorney. I want to see whether or not, number one, the guy understands, and number two, that it's only a 2-month deal anyway. You know, he doesn't have to dick around for years and go to a trial on it. And if he does, you guys just back out. Whoever signed it backs out and says, well, I signed what I signed, and, you know, sorry, you guys deluged us with paper. Too bad. You know, I'm not leaving the organization, or I am leaving the organization, or whatever they decide.
You mean kind of quit at that point? Like, if it wasn't going the way we wanted to, just pack it in.
Why not? I mean, that's the way it's got to be. It only takes like a handful. And so what? Who the fuck wants to stay in that goddamn joint where you can't get
out? Well, I do.
I know you do, but, you know, I don't know if it's like... If the scheme is fine for you, then there's no reason to change it. And if it's simply a motivation of greed, then you guys are going to run into a lot of fucking troubles anyway. But if you think that, you know, it's really fucked the way things are, and we shouldn't have all these goddamn lawsuits, and we should be able to go where we want and talk to who we want, and the fucking thing should make a lot of sense. And not only that, but we shouldn't be charging people the earth.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's our position.
That's the motivation and fucking go for it, because it's a golden opportunity. Now, I don't know what... I don't know what's happening up in Canada. It's still happening. The thing has not come to fruition yet. They got a day. They got tomorrow. Who knows what's going to happen? They keep talking. The last thing they got was talking about bank accounts. CID's going ahead. The fucking documents are coming out in the Armstrong case. The goddamn... It's happening. Something is happening.
Yeah, well, we're wanting to move on this
good.
Thing.
Then
and
I
we're gathering together...
Good, then I need, number one, I need your affidavits. Get the fuckers to me and let me see the attorney. Because obviously the attorney is in a situation where he's telling you something he may not even have the goddamn concept. Are you following me?
Yeah. But you, like, you...
I think I got an attorney, and I think that we should put together 20,000 votes. Here the fuck that fuck credit the goddamn affidavit. You know this fucker. Because he's not the kind of guy that's going to be kicked around by anyone.
Okay.
If you've got one, then I think that then I'll end off with this.
Yeah, you've got one.
Okay, then I think...
You've got one, but what I'm asking you, I was simply asking you, from having checked these things out, if there was something else that you have.
What are the three things?
Krentzman.
Okay.
And there's nothing to show you that Warren and Durden.
Okay.
That those are the.
Okay.
And then Flynn.
Okay. Well, Flynn, we can put together. You know how much was spent on Flynn.
Yeah, but
it doesn't fucking matter. All it is matters is you don't spend $2 million to PIs to come up with a scandal like that. It is con cam, you know, patently on its face illegal.
We're talking about, yeah, but we're talking about, that's not illegal. It isn't illegal. We've already checked that. It's not illegal to do that. That's the complaint that we're bringing. But that's not a criminal matter. That's not a crime.
Let's put it this way. There could be people going to jail over it.
Well, I know that...
Now, it's a civil lawsuit.
Yeah, but that's what... It's a civil lawsuit, that's true.
Well, all you have to allege is that, number one, you know, how much was spent by the organization to at the orders of these people?
But alleging things, that's fine. That's going to take the whole trial. Just like, you know, I'm talking about the concern over the preliminary injunction. Alleging things is fine, and alleging things will work in certain cases.
But what you do to have them act immediately. That's all you have to do.
What is?
It's to say. That's all that needs to be said.
Yeah, but a hearing. Then we have a hearing for the preliminary injunction. And it's like...
Yeah, but, you know, you've got a lot of things going for you. If you follow on the tail of all these people being indicted at the top of the organization, and the fact that all this...
Sure, but we never know when that's going to happen. That keeps, like,
listen,
today, tomorrow, you know...
Hold on. Listen, we're either going to go ahead or we're not, okay? Now, I don't quite know what you're asking me because I don't have the information on those three things.
Okay, now, that was all I was asking you. Is there something else that you have, something you can get for us on those that will give us a stronger position?
Well, I'm telling you, if I were to get the affidavits on the outside from Schomer and from Nelson, I don't know if Nelson will even talk to me. But I'll give it a try. And beyond that, want to talk to the attorney. No, there's no one around, aside from Michael Flynn, who has an understanding of this whole fucking thing like I do. And that's a fact.
Okay. I mean, is Flynn willing to help us on this?
Well, what the fuck do you think? We talk every day about it. But that's not for you to...
No, okay.
Around because
okay.
I have no intention of hurting Mike Flynn.
Right.
But I'm telling you, he's behind it 100%. Absolutely behind it.
Right. Okay.
You know, we could use his affidavit alone. His affidavit, along with, you know, copies of the what they're doing. There's no proof against Mike Flynn. There's nothing. It's a bunch of hollow bullshit and people were paid. Criminals. Fucking guy in jail on a murder.
Okay.
On murder being paid for testimony to defame a...
Okay, listen. Look, I understand all that. We already went over that before. I was had the specific question that I was asked. The one about, do you have any other data to specifically support any of those things that we are unable to get?
Are you able to get money?
What do you mean, money?
How much was spent? How much to attorney? Figures. I don't know what...
Yeah, we can get the figures.
Give them to me. Ask for them. I gotta have fucking stuff relayed. It won't work if...
Who are you gonna relay that to, though?
We'll put the fucking scene together. Who's doing it? Who has the scene? Who... Do you have any people who can analyze data? Do you have a goddamn data bank? Do you have someone who's the courier? The fucking network set up. We gotta do it, otherwise we're... Fuck it, you know, I'll go off and pursue life.
Right.
We gotta have a fucking thing going. I need to know who are the fucking assholes who photographed me and get me the number of the car. If you haven't got a guy who can walk around out in the fucking parking lot and tell
me... Hey, wait a minute,
hold on. Now listen to me.
No.
I'm not attacking you guys.
You are. You come out here and give me a bunch of shit. Like,
I'm trying to fucking build a fire. We can do it. I'm with you. A fucking 100%. But we can't if we let fucking individual egos and all the time constraints and all the other things get involved. I know you guys are under tremendous pressure. I know it. The pits are getting out. I'm trying to work with you. But I feel, you know, I got to be frank. If you don't get from me what the fuck's on my mind, what good am I to you? I'm trying to give you data as rapidly and as accurately as I can.
Okay.
I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
If you have somebody who can fucking write this shit, give me reports. We can analyze them and go back in for the other specifics that are missing.
Okay.
And we can
understand. Okay,
affidavits typed up, and we can talk over legal shit with the attorney because time is right. And believe me, I am of a philosophic mind wherein it really doesn't matter one way or the other when it's done or even if it's done. But when I'm with you, I kind of try and do speak my mind. I'm not after you. I have a great deal of admiration and respect for you because it takes a fucking lot of courage to even walk out of the goddamn joint and to talk to me because I'm not exactly number one on your personality list. You know, I'm probably great people, but I happen to, by sheer default, I'm in this position where, on the outside at least, a lot of people talk to me, and I got a fucking good legal mind, and I can help out, I know the guys involved, and I'm not going to back down from them.
Okay.
So I can help you.
Right.
But
well, that's what we want.
I can't help you if, you know, if...
Well, I'll tell you something. There is a little... I mean, this is making me feel a little better what you're saying. Because there is genuinely decent concern that what's going on is that you are in a position where you're giving us stuff. You're feeding us data, quote-unquote, being coordination line. But that all that's happened so far is we've gotten these things, and when we check them out, it looks like, well, maybe we're going to get sharpened if we do this. And there was a little concern that we're being set up on this thing. You know, first of all, it was coordination with these other guys, and, you know, here's a suit, and you guys go in there and file a fucking suit. You guys go in there and argue about this, and...
You happen to be in a position. It just happened that I was in a position where I heard that there was a group inside, and then things went from there. No one has any motivation to hurt you guys or to use you guys at all. In fact, I am absolutely willing right now to say, listen, let's just end it, you know? Go back to the status quo. I won't hurt you guys. I won't talk about you. We'll just end it. I'm absolutely willing to do it. On the other hand, I do this because I think, you know, I like to talk to people. I like to talk to you guys. And the fucking thing interests me to a great degree. It's extremely exciting, the possibility that exists here. But not only that, but just in my life and in life in general. I approach things differently. I'm just, you know, you get what you get. I'm not going to fuck you over. I'll support you as much as I can. You know I don't have any money. And you know that I'm pretty strapped just litigating my own case. But I'll do what I can. And that's all you get from me.
Right.
I've never, in all the time I've dealt with him, I've never found Mike Flynn to lie to me or to be anything but decent. Not once. You know, he's like I am. He's, you know, he gets pissed off every once in a while, a lot less than I do.
But
all you've got, and that's the whole way these things work, is just on trust. That's all you've got. I don't think anyone is setting you up. It may happen that you'll feel like, holy fuck, we've been set up. That's just the way life is. It pisses you off. You can't live in a cocoon in this goddamn place.
I understand that. All I was telling you was being up front and telling you why there was some concern, what there is concern about.
Exactly. You guys have got a goddamn committee, am I right? There's a committee.
There's a committee.
It's a quasi-democratic committee. I know, and it's fine. I think that, again, relay it back. Whatever happened, happens and it's okay with me. I couldn't give a fuck if you guys turned me in. I'd really, you know, I'd be a bit disappointed, but I'd get over it real quick. Because right on the other side of that disappointment, there'd be some other, you know, great mound of excitement. I mean, you guys live in an exciting time. And you got a shot at it. And frankly, I've only met two of you, but I like the two that I've met. And I like Dan. And I'd like to see the whole damn thing ended. And I'd like to see it ended in this, you know, somewhat exciting fashion. A lot of things are happening. In Canada, I don't know what the fuck's going on out there, but there's a news blackout. They're not talking. So something's going on. Whether or not it's a failure, who knows? You know, CID's proceeding. You know?
Yeah.
The documents...
Well, you have a lot of... We definitely shouldn't.
The documents have stirred people up. I'm only one fucking guy out here. That's it. But I do what I can.
But that's not true. You're not just one guy.
That's right, because I
You're not. You've got comrades to all sorts of people. You know, you're talking to the CID all the time, talking to Canada, talking to all these guys.
Exactly.
Well,
I'm talking to them by default. No one has, there's no Che Guevara around. No one's risen to the occasion.
Well, I'll tell you something. What I can't figure out is if there is some connection between your relationship to us and your relationship to them. From their side. Do you see what I mean?
You mean are they using me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, nobody's given the slightest indication of that. You know, every time I talk to CID about you guys, they say, God, have them talk to us. You know? They want to talk. They want to know about the way things are.
Well,
that's about it. I don't have anything to promise them. What am I going to do? You know?
So their interest in you is primarily from the viewpoint of your dog.
Right. No, their interest in me is primarily the fact that I happen to have particular knowledge, and I happen to be, to some degree at least, a clearinghouse of information. People contact me, and they talk about this, and I happen to be fairly well connected. So that's about it. So they kind of, they use that, but I'm not a, I don't know, you know, what status I am as a witness as far as they're concerned. I know the language and I can talk it. That's why they talk to me. And if they have a question, they talk. I mean,
I understand. I mean, you're obviously a good witness. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm a witness and I have documents, but they've never talked to me about the documents on the seal, other than I gave them, I talked to them about this, you know what a window of vulnerability is?
Yeah.
That in law there's a certain thing which is it's kind of like a window of the law, and there's a particular, like a window of vulnerability is at a given time, like something opens up, you know, like a window in space, and you're vulnerable at that time. And so it just happened that the judge, remember Judge Petras, who let the guy come back to the judge, by the way, I just heard on the news that he retired today.
He retired?
He released him, got him back to the CID, and then copied him off during the releasing time. And then they all sealed up again, and the CID made out with all these documents. It's just hilarious, because ultimately, you know, Trump stopped the system coming out.
No one's going to, there's no liability to that.
I don't see it. I know you guys are concerned, but I don't see it at all. No liability. And everything that happens, every time the organization makes things, goes to another court, that thing alone, you guys could win it on Armstrong alone.
What do you mean?
By simply saying that you're Scientologists and there are these documents under seal, and frankly, Scientologists will never get to see them. And the organization has spent how much in Armstrong? It's all got to be accounted for, right, in the various cases. So you can say, okay, the organization, I mean, they spent $93,000 on PIs to push me around. It's a fucking crime to assault me. I got your crime. I was driven into. Tried to drive me off the freeway. Not a fucking crime. I'll give you an affidavit.
Jerry, I mean, okay. I don't know anything about that. How it's like, that's a little incredible to me.
Oh!
Drove you off the highway.
No,
it's like,
he tried. First of all, he got a little 71 Datsun.
Okay, I mean...
got in front of me. He's a PI. I took photos of him. I got a fucking bank of photos. And you'll note in the... Did you read the the result of the hearing by Judge Breckinridge?
Yeah.
Did you notice? Oh, later on, I think you guys in this document that was on Ingram. And it was during the time we were looking into the Flynn thing. Judge Breckinridge slapped down Peterson because he said that all the testimony regarding what the PIs did went uncontradicted. In other words, that's it. That is the issue. It's been litigated. It's right in print. That's what they did. And my wife was with me the whole time. We were harassed day in.
Yeah, the thing that... Yeah, okay, I understand that.